So far, except for a brief touchdown in Monrovia, U.S. troops have remained offshore and out of sight in Liberia. The Defense Department and President Bush have ruled out U.S. troop presences on the ground there. But today, the Los Angeles Times is reporting that a team of specialists working for the Defense Department recommended in early July that 2,000 U.S. troops be involved in order to secure the humanitarian effort. Those recommendations were revised before they reached President Bush during his trip to Africa, according to reporter Maggie Farley, who joins us now. Maggie?
Yes.
What can you tell us about these recommendations?
Well, they were made by what's called a humanitarian assessment survey team, which is a team of military specialists that go into a conflict area to see whether military intervention is doable and at what level. And in this case, this team of 31 specialists said intervention is not only doable but immediately necessary. They had very specific recommendations to go in quickly and with 2,300 troops.
And what happened to those recommendations? Why weren't they followed?
Well, they were actually distributed to Air Force One because President Bush is on his trip around Africa that same week. But people in Washington said that the report disappeared. It was quashed, recalled, and the military specialists were ordered to revise it before it ever got to the president. The State Department obviously welcomed the recommendations because it buttressed their arguments that there should be an immediate intervention because the humanitarian crisis was becoming so dire. Department of Defense's official position is that they didn't want to go into Liberia. They felt that they were overextended in Iraq and Afghanistan. There's the ghost of Somalia, the failed mission in 1993 when the 18 Rangers were killed there, that haunts any talk of engaging in Africa.
The White House and Pentagon, as you say, haven't exactly made a secret of their reluctance to go into Liberia. Therefore, does this report say that there was some dispute about that?
There was a dispute about what kind of information to be presented to the decision makers. Just as the administration is struggling to distance itself from allegations that it manipulated information to go into Iraq, people are now saying that they're handling information in a self-interested way to stay out of Liberia.
Maggie Farley, reporter at the United Nations for the Los Angeles Times and co-author of today's story, thank you very much.
Thank you.